That's Mayor Chris Koos. I'm Ryan Denham. You're listening to GLT's Sound Ideas. Mayor, let's pivot to the welcoming city ordinance. There was no movement on this this week in front of the council, but it's something that both communities have been talking about. A welcoming city ordinance have passed, just to bring our listeners up to speed, would prevent local police from cooperating with federal immigration authorities in many cases, the goal being to reduce the risk someone gets deported if they get pulled over, they go to report their bike was stolen, that kind of thing. Where does the welcoming city discussion stand right now in Normal?
Well, I think it's kind of in limbo right now, and I hesitate to use that because that could sound like, well, we'll look at it in 6 months. That's not true. We're actually meeting later this week with some of the people that are proponents of this ordinance. It's very problematic for us to say that our police officers can't talk to ICE. We have serious issues with codifying such an item. Having said that, and verified by an FOIA from this group, our police officers do not talk to ICE. My understanding is the last time they did, it had to do with a child abduction, and they had arrested the perpetrator. The perpetrator claimed that he had diplomatic immunity. Our police officers checked with ICE to verify that. Unfortunately, he did have diplomatic immunity, and we had to let him go.
So what's the sense you get from your council on this issue? Do you sense that a majority of your council is in favor of taking up or at least considering a vote on an ordinance?
I wouldn't say that, no. I would say a majority. But on issues like this that can be divisive in the community, I think it's important that a large majority of the council isn't supportive of it before we go forward with it. I think a 4-3 vote is not a welcoming vote, if you will. You know, that's divisive to me. So we have to craft an agreement that makes I won't say a supermajority, but probably at least five council members happy.
What are some of the questions that you think either you have personally or other council members might have about how this would work, how it might look, that if you got answers to them, it might help lead to a resolution of some kind?
Yeah, this is a hard thing to do because, you know, given at the federal level, the landscape on this changes daily. And it's very frustrating to try and be supportive, which we are as a community. We're very supportive. Very supportive of reinstating DACA. I'm very concerned about what happens to predominantly a South Asian Indian community here that is here under H-1B visas that may have been here working for 13 to 15 years, and in 30 days they could be kicked out of the country. These are issues that I think are unjust, but unfortunately the solutions for those are at the federal level. It's not something we can do. We can vocalize our support. We can do what we can do at the local community, but that's just about what we can do.
Let's wrap up here with some recycling talk. The Normal Town mm-hmm. Council recently endorsed the county's new 20-year solid waste management plan. Town is now looking at how to promote recycling in multifamily residences, including all those apartments around Illinois State University. The plan itself offers a few options here, a pilot program in a smaller area with a bunch of apartments, or going, you know, right to a townwide ordinance that would require recycling be available. What direction do you want to see the council go on this? Do you think it's wise to start with some sort of limited pilot or go straight to a townwide approach?
You know, my sense would be to go straight to townwide. You know, it's either a good idea or it's not a good idea. And, you know, if we were going to pilot, I would say pilot everywhere instead of trying to pick an area because it might not be representative of the community as a whole. This is an issue that the Off-Campus Student Association at Illinois State University and the Student Government Association has said is an issue for their fellow students. And it would help the community as a whole to have less material going to the landfill and diverted to a recycling stream. Everybody benefits from that. Now, having said that, you know, the devil's in the details. How does it work for these apartment owners? You know, some apartment owners could probably get by with a 95-gallon tote, but you've got, say, the lodge or something like that where you have 300 or 400 bedroom units. That's a different animal.
That's Mayor Chris Koos from the town of Normal. Thanks for coming in today, Chris.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
I'm Ryan Denham.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us in studio after council meetings to recap the action and discuss what's next. You can catch up on all local interviews on our website, wglt.org, or on the NPR One app.